This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's Christmas Eve, folks. Merry Christmas, one and all, and thanks for listening to What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Hannon. Much of our crew off today, as they should be. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is down at the Twin Cities with some family members down there, heading back this way soon. And I'll actually be taking a couple of days off later this week. Have a little post-Christmas tradition that I undertake with our youngest daughter, who loves to shop at the Mall of America. Actually, I think it's the rides more than the shopping. No, but about half and half between the rides and the shopping. So anyway, we're going to head down there after Christmas. I'll be down there for a couple of days, and then back at it for the week of New Year's, and then actually not long after that, head out to Washington, D.C. for the swearing-in of Congressman Kevin Cramer, who will be sworn in as North Dakota's next United States Senator. How about that? Quite the Christmas for the Kramers. What a transition. Amazing. It's been a long time since North Dakota's had two Republicans in the U.S. Senate. It's going to be an interesting time, no doubt about it. So, anyway, that is happening, and we'll have coverage of that for you. That'll be the 3rd of January that's happening. We'll have shows out there the 3rd and the 4th of January. And then, of course, Frisco. We're going to have live broadcasts from Frisco and follow the Bison down there as we do. That's a great time. I mean, I'm a UND person through and through, but I'm telling you, there's nothing like Frisco. The celebration down there is just a hoot, and you know, the whole community just embraces everything. And of course, as many times as the Bison have been there, it becomes a really big deal. So a lot of fun in that. A lot of fun in that for sure. All right, a couple of more opportunities for you to share what the Christmas spirit means to you here today on the program, or anything you'd like to talk about. 800-228-0550. Bottom of the hour, we're going to wrap up the program by doing a little giveaway. And the prize is a $100 gift card from the Dakota Medical Foundation, which puts on Giving Hearts Day every year, along with some other charities, the Alex Stern Foundation and Impact Foundation. And it is quite an event every February. You no doubt know about it now because it's grown and grown and grown and grown. But these are $100 gift cards that you can either use yourself or you can give to somebody else to give to the charity of their choice. So we're going to talk about favorite charities, favorite causes, you know, things you want to help give of your heart on Giving Hearts Day. And, of course, the charities involved are in the hundreds now. Pretty incredible. So there's a whole list to choose from that they'll go to. But we'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, a question on the table. What's the Christmas spirit? What does that mean to you, the Christmas spirit? Just tell me that. You can also fill in the blank as we've started a Facebook question. It's not Christmas until. And a few of these have included Cousin Eddie. So we're in a humorous mood here. In fact, Larissa has posted a photo of a youngster, and I don't know, he's one maybe, not two, but a toddler, and says, Cousin Eddie for Christmas, all dressed up with the flaps and the hat and the jacket and the whole thing. So, yeah, there you go. There you go. Some of your other answers said, Merry Christmas. Thank you for that. The grandkids come through the door, says Paul. That's neat. Yep. One of my nieces or nephews gets sick. Wes is very humorous. He says it's not Christmas until December the 25th. Thank you for that. Tony says until the fat lady sings. Thank you for that. Okay. Roxanne says it's not Christmas until Jesus is born. And Roxanne, you're exactly right. There you go. Steve says, until Eddie and the family roll up in the RV. Yeah. A different kind of Christmases from Eddie here. All right, keep those coming. And or call us at 800-228-0550. Let's go to Greg. Talk a little about Christmas somewhere in Minnesota. Where are you at in Minnesota, Greg?
You can call me Frank today, too.
Or Frank. Frank, Greg.
Yeah.
And where in Minnesota, where in Minnesota are you calling from, Frank?
Northwest Minnesota, up north of Thief River Falls.
North of Thief River Falls. Okay. What's on your mind today?
Well, I watched a miracle on 34th Street, and I found out Santa Claus gets a lot of mail.
That's true. What did you think of that movie?
Wonderful movies. I like the old ones. And now the new one is Elf. And from the movie Elf, the number one rule for elves is treat every day like Christmas.
Treat every day like Christmas. That's a good elf rule. That's a great movie, isn't it?
It is a good movie. And it's a good rule for life. And the Christmas spirit does not come in a bottle or, you know, any kind of bottle of pills or alcohol.
True enough.
It's in your heart all year round.
Yeah, true enough. And isn't it sad that, I mean, more people probably, do find Christmas in a bottle because of stresses that come from Christmas, right? I mean, and tend to just sort of mask the difficulty that way, which is really, really sad because it just spirals the problem. So you're right to raise the issue.
My great-grandmother colored books for the kids when the last year she lived. And in the beginning of the color books, they were all nice and flowery, and in the end, it was all dark browns and grays.
Is that right?
Yep, so, and that's something I'll never forget, that Grandma knew she was leaving us.
That was her way of saying, it's a little darker for me. Is that right?
Well, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Frank. Thanks for sharing those stories and also giving folks a little bit of encouragement today. Appreciate that. Ben in Kenmare, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Sure. Say, according to one of your previous DJs here from a few years ago, it's not officially Christmas until someone dressed as a Santa knocks over a liquor store.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who is that? Do you know?
Oh, God, I can't remember his name right now, but... Dan, I think his first name was Dan, or at least that was his radio name.
Sure.
But yeah, that was every Christmas he'd bring that one up. He would say that. So I've kind of missed that since he's been gone.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, your dog's ready for Christmas.
Oh, he always loves to talk on the phone. So
and laughing
Merry
at your
Christmas and stay safe.
Laughing at your jokes too. Thanks, Ben. Nice to hear from you. Appreciate it. I love our listeners from all over. Let's hear from you today at 800-228-0550. A Goodrich, North Dakota listener, Mike, says, have a Merry Christmas to all at the station. Well, thank you. Very nice of you. Another texter says, my money back from unconstitutional Obamacare, the wall built, and permanent deportation of all Democrats and swamp rhinos. I take it that's what he wants for Christmas. All right. Another texter says, Christmas Eve is being planned for December 24th. Seriously, the church service is at 4:30. There you go. I'm failing to connect the dots on that one, but somebody out there will get it and translate it for me, I'm sure. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number. You can text me if you want, 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. Let's go to Washburn next, and John. John, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah, I got a great quote here. It's a very short paragraph that ties in with your bumper music. Can I read it to you?
Sure.
When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it was difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. I couldn't change the town, and as an older man, I tried to change my family. Now, as an old man, I realized the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, excuse me, I could have made an impact on my family. My family and I could have made an impact on our town. Their impact could have changed the nation, and I could indeed have changed the world. Written by an unknown monk, 1100 A.D.
How about that? A lot of wisdom in that, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, and me and my crack team of researchers,
yeah,
which is just me. I go in the next room, put on my glasses, and hold a pencil. But I've determined that Santa Claus is a Republican.
Is that right? How'd you determine that?
If he was a Democrat, he'd be giving all your presents to somebody else. Merry Christmas.
That pencil works wonders. Thanks, John. Appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Ed and Linton, Christian and Fargo, want to talk Christmas today. Not Christmas until. By the way, any kind of a shout-out to any loved one on Christmas? Welcome that as well. We'll continue on What's on Your Mind right after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Life is for living, and at First International Bank and Trust, we're all about living, helping your dreams come true, because we're not just in the banking business. We're in the first home business, the community sponsorship business, the how do I make this happen business, making your banking life easy so you can focus on what matters most. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
So, maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent cropland in Clay and Yellow Medicine counties in Minnesota and excellent crop and pasture land auctions in McLean and Welsh counties in North Dakota and excellent farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Hazleton, Steele, and Bowman, North Dakota. For more information, call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions and many more at pipers.com.
Wind energy is one of the fastest growing energy sectors in North Dakota and has invested over $3 billion here. The growth of this low-cost resource in our energy mix helps keep electricity prices here among the lowest in the country. A 200 megawatt wind farm pays nearly $300,000 annually in property taxes. Those dollars flow to our communities for schools and emergency services. Wind energy, low cost, reliable, good for landowners and our communities. Supporting all of the above energy policy for North Dakota. This message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions and dforallenergy.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad.
Jose Feliciano, hello, Jose Feliciano, get you going into the Christmas spirit and the Feliz Navidad. Yes, we want to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and tell you about our friends at the University of Mary, where you can enhance your skill set to become more marketable to employees. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. How do you do that? You complete a certificate with the University of Mary online or at one of their locations in Bismarck, Fargo, Watford City, or Grand Forks. Human resources, project management, virtuous leadership, small business management, any of those, a certificate from U Mary helps you develop tools you need to run your small business or effectively manage your team. And courses you complete as part of your certificate count as credit. So if you decide to earn a second bachelor's degree, master's degree, the courses you accomplish for your certificate count towards that degree. Now, classes start January 7th, so contact the University of Mary today for more information. 701-355-8030. Email them, enroll@umary.edu. enroll@umary.edu. If you mention you heard this ad on What's on Your Mind, your application fee is waived. Yes. 701-355-8030 or enroll@umary.edu. Okay. To the calls we go on this Christmas Eve edition of What's on Your Mind. Tell us a Christmas story. Tell us what the Christmas spirit means to you, or fill in the blank. It's not Christmas until. What could that possibly be? Ed in Linton, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning. Good morning. Merry Christmas. I have a Christmas story for you. 1972, I was with a naval advisory group in the Fourth Riverine down in the U Minh area of Vietnam. And there was only four of us left working with the Vietnamese because the war was kind of winding down. And at Christmas Eve, one of the guys said, you know, it just doesn't seem like Christmas without a Christmas tree. And there was a couple of Vietnamese around, and they kind of looked at us. And next morning, we got up, and they found some scrawny little old tree, pulled it out of the U Minh forest, and put some ribbons and some trinkets on it, and sang Merry Christmas to us. And it just kind of really got us.
Wow, that's incredible. And by the way, did I mean you know it's December 24th, you know it's December 25th, you know the calendar, but I mean, are you in a Christmas mode when you're down there? Are you even thinking about it?
Well, the reason it came up, we're just kind of sitting around feeling sorry for ourselves for not being home, and somebody had gotten a care package and we were sharing cookies, and then somebody said, you know, it's just not Christmas without a Christmas tree.
and they took charge and got her done.
Yep.
And that's something I'll bet you think of that every Christmas, huh?
I do.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. Well, thanks for your service, too, by the way.
Thank you.
You bet. Appreciate the call. That's a dandy. I love it. Think of all of our armed forces that are away from loved ones and, you know, in places that they don't celebrate Christmas like we do. Wow. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Good morning and happy Commerce Day.
Commerce Day. What is Commerce Day?
Well, you know, I'm an agnostic, and I'm your favorite Christian, the non-Christian agnostic from Fargo. And so, my dad was an altar boy until he died. And every year we went to midnight mass, and that's when Christmas was really in full gear. When we were in the church at midnight, having our midnight mass, my dad was up on the altar doing his altar boy duties at the age of whatever he died at, 63. He was doing it till the end. So that's my Christmas story, but I wanted to share the outlook from an agnostic point of view. And I wish people would just look at this time of year as a spiritual, not so much a religious, but a spiritual time when we give. And I've been impoverished lately, probably the last 5 years, because of health reasons. And if you know somebody who can't pay their bills, that's a gift. Go pay their electric bill. Go pay their rent. Go buy them a food basket. Don't spend money on things they wouldn't buy for themselves. Spend money on things that they need. These are things that the poor people really appreciate, and they have a hard time expressing it.
Some good advice there, Christian. Thank you, and Merry Christmas to you. Appreciate your call very much. Love your story about Midnight Mass being the beginning of that true Christmas spirit and what you feel. Certainly is for me, too. CJ from Dak Diesel is here. And CJ got a lot of people back on the road making a living. It's a nice way to give a Christmas gift all year long, and it's good to catch up with you on Christmas Eve. CJ, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. I actually just left Mass this morning, so I went to Mass here at 8:30 and going to Mass again at midnight tonight, you know. So part of the Christmas spirit is also, you know, showing, you know, honor and glory to our Lord Jesus Christ, you know, the one that saved us. So just coming back from that, so anybody that's been trying to get a hold of me, I do apologize. I am taking the day off. If you have an emergency, you can still call me on my cell, but, you know, I got a couple customers over there and just help them out. But other than that, just trying to spend it with the family and just kind of take a little break. So, you know, I do apologize for anybody that's trying to get a hold of me, but, you know.
No, I don't think you need to apologize today, CJ. It's Christmas Eve, see? And not everybody's open on Christmas Eve. Not everybody's working. And a couple of days off, given how hard you work, I think is perfectly acceptable. You know what I'm saying? It can wait.
Yeah. No, well, that's the way I look at it. But at the same time, you know, there are customers that still, you know, they get a little antsy if they can't get hold of people. And, you know, I just want to let them know that I'm still here. You know, they can always call me on Wednesday as long as it's not emergency. You know, and if it is emergency, well, give me a call and maybe I can help them out a little bit. So, but I'm going to try to avoid that at all costs.
Exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. Well, Merry Christmas to you and the whole crew at Dak Diesel, and we look forward to 2019 and lots of more fun conversations about all the good work you're doing.
Yeah, and most definitely, Scott, and yeah, I'll talk to you on Wednesday. So enjoy your day tomorrow and the rest of your day today. So
you too. CJ from Dak Diesel, I'm not even going to say his cell phone number because he doesn't need any new emergencies. To be calling, but how's that for a diesel mechanic that says, here's my cell phone number. You got a problem, call me. That's the kind of service, pretty incredible. In Bismarck, but serving folks from all over. Texture says, Merry Christmas, Scott. Every day can be Christmas. December 25th is only the remembrance of the Christ child. Invite Jesus into your heart and enjoy Christ and Christmas all year long. Good advice. Thanks for that text. Others, welcome. 701-367-2054 to text me. Or you can call us at 258-0550. And when we come back, just share a Christmas story of any kind. You know, about a loved one. I've loved a couple of stories today about folks who served in the military and were overseas during Christmas, whatever it is, and $100 gift cards going out the door from Giving Hearts Day next.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Randall Borkus. Want to make sure your life savings, the family farm, or business aren't lost to healthcare or nursing home costs? At Howard & Borkus Law Group, we have a solution. We've helped countless families preserve their treasured family assets for the next generation, and we can do the same for you. Howard & Borkus Law Group, number 7, 3rd Street, Minot, North Dakota. Call now, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904, 701-852-5904.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealers are proud to introduce the all-new CR Series Combines. They're designed with you and harvesting in mind. The brand-new state-of-the-art Harvest Suite Ultra Cab is more spacious and gives you even wider visibility. Up to 3 cameras and new lighting extend the visibility around the combine and around the clock. Every new feature is designed for your comfort and a better harvest. That's New Holland Smart. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer and ask about the all-new CR Combines.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A partial government shutdown entering day 3, and many in Washington not so confident it's going to end anytime soon. Some say it could end on Thursday when the U.S. Senate returns. But soon-to-be acting chief of staff to President Trump, Mick Mulvaney, says
it's very possible that the shutdown will go beyond the 28th and into the new Congress.
He was speaking on Fox News Sunday. Retiring Defense Secretary Jim Mattis is signing the order to pull U.S. forces out of Syria, as President Trump has ordered. Mattis decided to resign last week over policy differences with President Trump, including when it comes to Syria. Drenching rains up and down the West Coast, while heavy snows hitting the Sierra and the Rockies, making driving dangerous on this high-travel Christmas Eve. And this is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. Whether it's that ugly sweater you'll never wear or that book you'll never read, we've all received unwanted holiday gifts. Many Americans are now choosing to avoid these gifting gaffes by turning to new ways of giving. The latest Bank of America Trends in Consumer Mobility report found nearly half of all Americans are using person-to-person payment services, with more than 80% of those users saying they would gift money to others through P2P. This trend could show why the majority of Americans believe an entirely cashless society will happen within their lifetime. Nikki Katz, Head of Digital Strategy and Emerging Experiences, Bank of America.
It's exciting to see the growth and adoption of person-to-person payments, especially during the rush of the holiday season. At Bank of America, we use these trends to shape future payment innovations and help clients better manage their financial lives.
For more, visit bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport. That's bankofamerica.com/mobilityreport.
Happy Christmas. Happy
blessing. Think long and hard about all those folks out there that have helped you along the way. And our fine sponsors come to mind in that regard, because we have some great sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. We really do, that step up to the plate and help us do what we do. And our partnership with the North Dakota Safety Council and WSI is an example of that, where, you know, we spend some time during the week giving you information that ultimately is designed to save lives, provide training opportunities that can save lives. Simple as that. And the mother of all events on safety is coming up in February at the Bismarck Event Center. It's the 20th through the 22nd. There's also a pre-conference, the 18th and 19th. And it's their 46th annual event. WSI, big sponsor, workforcesafety.com, a big partner for this event as well. And the North Dakota Safety Council puts this on, and it's just incredible. 16 pre-conference sessions, 3 class keynotes, 88 breakout sessions, amazing hands-on training using that multi-story custom-built training prop right there in the arena of the event center. So pretty amazing. If early bird rates now that last about a month, don't waste any time. Sign up, ndsc.org, ndsc.org. Take that in. You will truly, really, really enjoy that. Okay, so a couple more texts I want to get to, and then we're going to do a little giveaway here. Okay? My thoughts. Loved ones not here this Christmas. Keep them in your prayers. It's difficult, but we'll remember them and celebrate their lives and wish they occupied those empty chairs. We touched on this earlier in the show about how it's a challenge, no doubt about it, this year to... Not just this year, did any Christmas where you think of all the memories of Christmas and then you have someone there that was a part of those memories that's no longer there, right? It's going to happen. It's inevitable. Had it with both my parents a number of years ago now. And my father-in-law passed away this last April, so we will not have him this Christmas. It's hard at Thanksgiving, hard at Christmas as well. It just is, it's tough. It really is a very, very tough time. So, just remember that, and I think the advice from the listener is a good one. You know, remember them, celebrate their lives, and always wish they occupied those empty chairs. No doubt about it. But if you have a loved one that you're missing this year, want to share the story with us, let us know. Bing Crosby singing White Christmas, Silent Night. Some of my earliest memories of Christmas, says another listener. Good one. Merry Christmas from Delax, says another. Shout out to Delax. Jim says, regarding Syria, since when does Donald Trump, acting like empty-headed Obama would, impress his base? Yeah, I don't know. When you say impress his base, one of the things Donald Trump campaigned on was bringing troops home when we could. And he has talked about this for a couple of years. You know, the hysteria of the decision comes mainly from the mainstream media and then the resignation of Jim Mattis. There again, Jim Mattis has been on the way out for a while. Do you remember an interview the president did about at least a month, maybe two ago, when he was asked if any changes were coming in his administration? He said some. And they said who? And he said, well, I don't know, maybe Mattis. I mean, he's basically a Democrat, so I don't know that he'll want to stay in the administration that much longer. You know, so again, he was leaving anyway. Those are all battles we could save for another day, right? We'll just save those for another day. They're not gonna go away. Okay. So as I mentioned, I have a little giveaway today. And I'm not gonna be too rigid about the rules here. If you call with a Christmas story of any kind, a loved one that's not here this year that you want to remember, I've loved the military stories today of folks serving years ago. A couple of Vietnam vets call with stories about care packages and a Christmas tree put up by a couple of Vietnamese, whatever. If you're in the military and we're away from home for Christmas, share a story. What Christmas means to you, it isn't Christmas until you tell me. Just anything that will warm our hearts for Christmas. You share that, and we'll give you a $100 gift card. Okay? You get a $100 gift card, and Daniel, we need to get the address from the folks at Wynn so we can mail them the card, okay? And you get a little $100 gift card, and the little gift card can be used on Giving Hearts Day. You go online. There's 400 eligible local charities. There's a little code on the back of the card. You type that in, and you're giving $100, and somebody else paid for it. It's a great gift. Great gift. You're giving somebody $100 to give to their favorite charity. It's another question I'll add to the list for a freebie today for one of these cards. Maybe you already have a favorite charity. This is just a chance to give on top of whatever you're giving. Here's another question. What's your favorite charity? What's a charity you wish would get more attention for the good work they do? Answer any of those questions today. And here's what you do. Call me at 258-0550. 258-0550. Local number. 800-228-0550. 800-258-0550. I'll give one away by text, too. Most of these will be on the phones, but I'll give one away by text just to keep our texters happy. 701-367-2054 by text. Okay? 701-367-2054. Now, these gifts, and they are great gifts, by the way. If you're still looking on this Christmas Eve for a perfect gift, you could purchase one of these gift cards. Very thoughtful little gift that not only has a purpose, but makes an impact with over 400 eligible local charities to choose from. Your friends and family can say, gosh, look at all these places I can give. Go to givingheartsday.org. You'll find all the charities there. Okay? You can check those out right there. But a good way to go. And you can call Dakota Medical Foundation if you'd like to. They'll get you a card sent out, and you can give these away, too, because there's still time. If you're not familiar with Dakota Medical Foundation, it's been around a long time, decades, in fact. Back in the 60s is when they started, a group of pioneering physicians and community leaders. They laid a foundation for the building of Dakota Hospital in Fargo. That was sold in 1994. And for more than two decades, Dakota Medical Foundation has used the investment returns from that sale to invest more than $100 million in health initiatives that increased the impact of more than 400 regional nonprofits. So it's kind of neat. Now, all of this, these cards we're giving away today, all of these cards, again, can be used on Giving Hearts Day. Giving Hearts Day is in and of itself phenomenal. 12th year this year. Last year, for instance, 28,000 people donated $13.1 million on Giving Hearts Day. More than 450 nonprofits and charitable funds are part of Giving Hearts Day this year, making this our largest group ever. 100% of the donations made on Giving Hearts Day go directly to the charity. And since 2008, tens of thousands of generous donors have given almost, are you ready for this? $55 million on Giving Hearts Day. Texter says, Scott, you're right. We live in a great state with lots of good people. We have lots to be thankful for and to be proud of, but mostly the good people of North Dakota. Merry Christmas to all of them. Yeah. Merry Christmas to all of them is exactly right. Good message. Thank you. All right. Let's get to the phones and give away some gift cards here. Only a few minutes left on the program, so you want one of these $100 Giving Our Stay cards, you got to call 800-228-0550, 258-0550. Even if you just say Merry Christmas. That's the extent of your spreading the Christmas cheer. That's okay. Bob and Bowden, what's on your mind?
Just remembering Christmas in 1970, I was able to see the Bob Hope Show in Benoit, Vietnam. That was kind of a memorial.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe that. Did you know at the time you were, like, seeing a legend?
Oh, yeah. It was amazing.
Something like that has to really fire up the troops, too, huh?
Oh, yeah. You want to see a bunch of appreciative people. The troops were appreciative about both.
I'll bet they were. That's pretty cool. Hang on, Bob. We're going to get your address. And the address allows us to mail you the gift card so you can use that yourself on Giving Hearts Day or gift that to somebody. Totally up to you. So just hang on a moment, and Daniel will take your address down. Okay, I'll go to David in Carrington. You're next. Hi, David.
Good morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Are you in the Christmas spirit?
Yeah, I'm shopping for Christmas. Last-minute stuff, that's what I always do.
I was always a last-minute shopper, too. My wife does everything on Christmas now. She's just a saint. She's the Christmas saint in our house. And so I don't have to do much of it. But when I was single, oh, my gosh, they were kicking me out of the stores on Christmas Eve. Totally with you. Well, Merry Christmas to you, David. Hang on. We're going to get your address as well. Of course, the phones are going crazy right now, so Daniel's having to answer the phones and get your addresses. So just hang tight. We'll get to our lucky winners, Bob and Bowden so far, and David in Carrington. Monty in Tioga is next. Go ahead, Monty.
Yes, I would like to give one of the gift cards to World Compassion.
World Compassion. Now tell me about that charity.
It's Terry Law Ministries. They have worked and built homes for the women that have been sex slaves because of the wars over East, and they work in the...
What a great cause. Great cause, Monty. Hang on a second. We'll get your address. Get that off to you. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
All year long, Giving Hearts Day charities across the region work hard to help the community. This holiday season, together with our listeners, we'll help recognize these amazing charities. Call us, 855-200-7000. 1776, press extension 1. Share a story of impact by a Giving Hearts Day participating charity. If we select your story, you could win a $100 Giving Hearts Day gift card to use on February 14th, or purchase Giving Hearts Day gift cards at Dakota Medical Foundation.
Hey folks, it's Matt the Pizza Guy from Pizza Corner Pizza. By now you've probably heard me talking about the brand new packaging, the fresh, updated look that keeps Pizza Corner moving forward as the pride of North Dakota. But did you know that you can still get your favorite varieties like Supreme? The Pizza Corner Taco Pizza is outstanding. The Garlic Chicken Alfredo is lights out. And you can't go wrong with Pizza Corner Pizza Deluxe, loaded with all the good stuff, including green olives. Pizza Corner Pizzas are the finest anywhere. Fresh new look, same great taste. That's Pizza Corner Pizza.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number 1 and number 2. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, running down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all his reindeer pulling on the rain. Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright.
If you're scratching your head saying, I just want something really spectacular for Christmas this year, if you go to JuvenTours.com, you can download the brochure and stick that in a card and say, we're going to Norway. We're going to Norway, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, Maria and I, my wife Maria and I and our kids are headed for the Midnight Sun Tour, June 15th through the 30th. Norway at its very best. And Carol Juven has been there hundreds of times. Really amazing what he is, what he's put together in the way of tours. Just incredible. The things you'll see in Stavanger and Voss and Bergen, Stalheim, World War II historic sites that are phenomenal. Flom Railroad is incredible.
really is. There's a waterfall in the middle that you stop and get off and look at a waterfall there. It's the Chos waterfall, actually. It's incredible. I mean, tunnels and fjords in western Norway and the Foten Islands and Sami villages. We go to the northernmost city in the world right there. Stolheim, Alta, Slovar, Harstad, North Cape, Oslo. You get the idea. And the beauty, unspeakable. Absolutely unspeakable. Call them at 800-343-0093 or go to juventours.com. And trust me on this one thing, folks. You won't regret that trip ever as long as you live. You will not. You'll love it more than anything. That's for sure. Also brought to you today by Go Wireline. Great careers waiting for you right now. If you go to gowireline.com/careers, you'll see just exactly what they're looking for right now. And you know what? Competitive wages, competitive. That's right, leading benefits. So they're looking for experienced wireline engineers and operators and for crane operators with the NCCCO certification. But they also do, they hire candidates with no wireline experience but that meet the qualifications, willing to maintain the high standard of performance and customer service. So gowireline.com/careers. All right, let's get back to the phones here. Who is next with a great chance at, well, a Christmas story, telling us a Christmas story, but also a gift card from Giving Hearts Day to give $100 to a charity of choice. Monty and Tioga called about a particular charity that he likes because of the good work they do, and the charity he mentioned I'd not heard of, but what he described is a very, very worthy cause, no doubt about it, building homes for people that are they're caught up in this awful, evil, horrific, sick, trafficking that goes on. So just wanted to clarify one thing. The gift card itself is for 400 charities. Most of those charities are from around North Dakota, Minnesota, this particular region. So they're more regional charities, all doing good work. GivingHeartsDay.org has the full list. Arnold and Bismarck, you're next. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Arnold. I'm from a large family. I was the last one born, and so I got drafted into the military right out of high school. And both of my brothers were in the Second World War. I had two brothers and one other brother that stayed on farming. And one was in the Navy, one was in the Army, and I ended up in the Air Force. And the interesting Christmas that I had was when I was over in Korea in 1943. My dad wrote me a letter. He was about 77 years old at the time. And typical German, you know. That was just the most unusual thing I'd ever expected on Christmas. So I'll never forget that.
A letter from your dad?
Yeah.
And you still have it on?
No, that's the bad part of it. I can't seem to locate. We've been moving, you know, different times. But the thing is, he wrote in that German-style letter, you know. Beautiful German script, you know. And I'll never forget that.
That's but amazing.
Meant a lot to me that time. So.
No kidding. Isn't that something?
Well, Merry Christmas to you. I enjoy your program. I don't enjoy some of the... I don't know if you are sponsored by some of these Viagra and those or that other one. I get so sick of listening.
No, I do too. I do too. And it, you should know those are not local commercials controlled by any of the stations you're hearing, but national, where they buy up the time in bulk. So yeah, Arnold, hang on a second. Don't go anywhere because we want to mail you out one of these $100 gift certificates. Daniel's going to take your information. I said we give away one by text as well, and here's a text winner. Last night, my granddaughter, who is 6, asked me, Papa, what do you want for Christmas? I told her I want my family to be happy and healthy, and she said, Papa, what do you want for Christmas? So she gave me what I wanted. The second thing happened right around Christmas. My youngest daughter took my phone Thursday night, downloaded some pictures that were very special to me. She then had those pictures made up, and she couldn't wait till Christmas and gave them to me already. And told her with a big lump in my throat, these are the more special to me than if someone gave me a brand new car. Totally awesome. That's what Christmas is all about, along with the fact that Jesus is our Savior. Thanks for that nice little note. I know the small little things are just the best, aren't they? They really are. And, have some precious photos and somebody take the time to get them off your phone, blow them up, something you wouldn't think to do. Pretty cool. Nice story. And we're going to get your address as well and send you a $100 gift card from Giving Hearts Day. And by the way, that is coming up in February. It's every year in February. 24-hour giving event for charities across North Dakota, northwestern Minnesota, sponsored by Dakota Medical Foundation, Impact Institute, and the Alex Stern Family Foundation. But still time to get those cards to give away, because it is a great idea. All right, friends, listen, you one and all on this wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. How do we know? We ask farmers, including Paul Thomas. Paul, talk a little bit about the value you derive from ethanol.
Ethanol is what drives the value of me being able to truck my corn an extra 50, 60 miles to an ethanol plant and get a little higher price for it. But then in turn, also the DDGs that come out of that ethanol plant also go to the feedlots to provide a high protein source of feed for their cattle that's mixed with the corn. And then the ethanol itself, you know, ends up in all our local pumps, reduces the price we pay for gas.
What happens if ethanol is no more? How would that affect you?
Removing ethanol and removing the corn in our diversified systems will just put more pressure on all the other crops we grow by increasing the supply and having a negative effect on prices on every single crop. You know, it's not just going to lower the price of corn. In all reality, it's going to lower the prices of every single commodity we grow.
Agriculture and ethanol are one. Just ask farmers. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $50, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.